Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 245 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour or so as per usual. I've got some real heavy ones this week. Something new, something requested, and just generally just good heavy metal all around. But to kick things off, here's Abscess with Four Grey Walls from the Hammer Horror album. First up there was Obsessed featuring Chris Reefert of Autopsy. Can't really tell the difference between Obsessed and Autopsy, just Obsessed are more punky, I suppose. And following them, that was a brand new one, band called Ancient Malice from Dublin, featuring ex-members of Abaddon Incarnate and Cold War. Vicious stuff. These guys have been around a long time. They've been around the block and they know what they're doing. That was a great track called Pestle and Grave from their latest album, Vile Gift. So if you see it out there, go and buy it. Right, going to calm things right down. Masters Reality, band you don't hear about very much anymore. Chris Goss, checked out their new one. Meh, not really for me, but this is a track from their first album, which I always really loved. And this one's called John Brown.
John Brown, bring him down, pull his body to the ground. Left him up for long enough, let me be the baby grub. John Brown, bring him down, pull his body to the ground. We'll be right back.
And following Masters of Reality, one that completely bypassed me, Smith Cotson's last one, Black Light, White Noise. And that was a track called White Noise. I believe Adrian Smith and him are out on tour in February time, somewhere around that UK. And Harrison again with British Lion early January. About 36 dates around the UK and all the holes in the hedges. If that's your thing, get on it, buy the tickets. So last week I was just happened to be on the old Facebook and seen people, somewhere you can get, there's a list somewhere of when albums are released and the dates and stuff. I don't know how many of them are right or not, but it certainly brings back nostalgia and certainly perks the interest and always go, ah, something for the weekend. So here's one from the weekend. This is Monstrosity. George Corpse Grinder Fisher, who went on to sing for Cannibal Corpse, his first band. And this is a track from their debut album, Imperial Doom, and a track called Ceremonial Void.
We'll be right back.
And another one there straight after was Toxic Holocaust with Burn. That's the guy Joel Grind, basically a one-man band at that point, I think. I'm not sure what he is now, but that album's from 20 years ago, Hell on Earth. That was a track called Burn. It's really catchy stuff. This is how I'm starting to, you're going looking at albums like Trace when I buy my stuff. Well, Trace is since 2006, and you think, I bought that about 2 years ago. And it's, oh, no, you bought that 12, 13 years ago. Deary me. But there you go. So on to something new, Deftones' new album out called Private Music, and this is a track from it called Locked Club.
We'll be right back.
Following Deftones, that was the new stuff from Green Carnation, a track called As Silence Took You from their album A Dark Poem Part 1, The Shores of Melancholia, which is due out, or it's just out. This band, they split up, ex-members off in the woods, but they released a marvellous album back in 2001, Light of Day, Dead Darkness. It was a single track, 1 hour long, and you think that sounds horrific, but you know what, you don't see it going in. I've seen it played live about 10 years ago. It was marvellous. They played at Rosetta Bar as well, way back in time in the album after this. What a great band. Deserved to be bigger, but as these things happen, the wheels come off and the public dictate who gets and who doesn't. So one day a couple of requests in. This one comes from Christopher Osborne. This is Skit System, the track called Blood Scam from the Stigmata album. We'll be right back. First up there was Skit System, their Swedish crust band. Been going since the mid-90s, so they've been around them quite a while, quite a back catalogue. Probably haven't really checked out their discogs, but I'm sure it's littered with split singles and whatnot. So if you fancy a challenge, it's the thing to go and collect. And straight after that was Sinny Giva with a track called The Body from their Desire of Agony album. They're a Japanese sort of noise rock band, kind of getting along the lines of maybe like Boris, things like that there, if that's your sort of bag. And funny enough, this week I've been watching these short programmes on YouTube. They're historical things. Henry VIII, which one really grabbed me, so that he was always put across as this great, beautiful man, etc., etc., and he died peacefully and all that. Same he didn't. He had all these ulcers, and his body basically exploded on the way to Westminster to be buried, and it was like this ooze came out everywhere, and he just smelled vile, and everybody was being sick all around him. So there you go. There's my bit of history for the week. But it was All the royals back then were all just all stinking, so all their teeth were rotten and were full of lice and all. So there you go. You should watch them. I can't even remember the name of them, but there's like a series of just all these historical things about Vikings and Caligula and you name it. It's there, and they're all 15, 20 minutes. So you've got something to, while you're eating your tea or whatever. They're probably the King Henry one's not the one to watch when you're eating your tea, but you know, they're all there. So on to another couple of new ones. Corner has been promising this for like 20 years, and this is a track called Renewal, and it's an absolute belter, so check this one out.
Hey!
and following Korn are an older old school thrash band, a testament with their latest track, Infanticide. I'm not too sure about all them blast beats, and I do like my blast beats, as you know, but it's testament. I'm not sure it fits so much, but it'll be interesting to hear what the rest of the album's like. So they tried this sort of veering off into the more extreme territory, God, it must be going on 30 years ago now, with the Demonic album and that, and it didn't really pan out so well. But anyway, good track, I'm going to see him. Right, so time to tease the hair up time. Skid Row, their first album, and I've had this compilation 40 seasons for years, and I've never really, you know, you put these things on, you hear the hits, and there's other songs mixed in there, you don't really pay all that much attention, but there's a track that really stood out. It's called Forever, and it was written and recorded around the time of their first album in 1988. That's an absolute belter, so I thought I'd let you check this one out. So this is Forever by Skid Row.
Yeah.
And following Skid Row, that was TNT with Tell No Tales from the album Tell No Tales. That was sort of the leftover from 1987, Night Dealer Weekend, so it was. And it was just absolutely belter song. Just, it's really heavy. Like, the rest of the album's really melodic, but there's some really heavy tracks on it. All these glam bands, you know, people just look at them and go, I'm not listening to it, like the Hack of Them Boys. But then when you delve in, Dokken are a perfect example of that. But anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for sending in the request. I hope you enjoyed the new ones and the old ones. And I'm going to finish off with a song from one of my top five albums of all time, Led Zeppelin, Within the Light. I've been digging out Physical Graffiti there, listening to the remaster of it during the week there. And I just love this track so much. And there's a documentary, it was on Sky Arts recently, called Mr. Jimmy. There's this Japanese guy who's just modelled his whole life on Jimmy Page. He's in a tribute band with Jason Bonham. But there's all this stuff, he's getting his gear all set up, and he's got this other wee man who's just sitting with a soldering capacitors into this amp while he's playing it to get the perfect Jimmy Page sound. Absolutely mental stuff, but well worth a watch. But anyway, Led Zeppelin, In the Light.
Oh, whoa, whoa. as I was believing to be for you too, honey, as you would for me. Oh, I will show your love. Let me show your love. Ooh, let me show your love.
I'll show you love.